Ever wanted to follow in the footsteps of the famous authors, poets, and editors who lived in Baltimore? Every third Saturday in April through October, the Maryland Humanities Council offers a literary walking tour of Mount Vernon, taking you through majestic cultural institutions, past elegant mansions, and into the minds of Baltimore's literary luminaries, artists, and journalists. On April 2nd, we're kicking off the season with a special tour coinciding with Light City Baltimore. Jessica Baldwin, program assistant for Maryland Center for the Book, tells us more about the tour.
Where did Edgar Allan Poe accept his first literary prize? Where did Edna St. Vincent Millay debut her poems? Where was muckraker Upton Sinclair born? Where did Tupac Shakur hone his rhymes? The answer to all of these questions is Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood. And these are just a few of the places you'll discover on the Maryland Humanities Council's Literary Walking Tour of Mount Vernon. In Baltimore, we pride ourselves on our culture, history, and community, and literature ties all of these things together. You may know about best-selling authors like Poe or Fitzgerald, or Baltimore favorites like Gertrude Stein or H.L. Mencken. But these literary greats, legends indeed, are only a small part of the literary universe that is Baltimore, and specifically the historic neighborhood of Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon represents quintessential 19th century Baltimore. Baltimore's port made the city successful, but the railroads made Baltimore prime real estate. Merchants and industrialists settled in Mount Vernon, where they lived in elegant brick and brownstone mansions that stand today. Once settled, they built universities, libraries, parks, and performance halls. With the financial backing of industrial magnates and society leaders, the neighborhood allowed residents to share and exchange ideas. However, even this progressive neighborhood was not wholly inclusive until the mid-20th century. Mount Vernon became the ideal destination for writers, scholars, journalists, and social reformers. The literary walking tour of Mount Vernon provides a fun and interactive way to learn about the wealth of literary history that is all around us. The tour begins at the Enoch Pratt Free Library Central Branch, where walkers will share the same sense of wonder that Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Carl Shapiro felt as he attended library school there. From the Pratt, we walk around the central square of Mount Vernon, trekking up Charles Street, down Monument Street, and working our way all the way up to the Belvedere Hotel's Owl Bar, a historic favorite for authors and socialites alike. Along the way, walkers will speak as the authors wrote by reading selections of their works. Walkers are treated to a unique experience at the Peabody Library led by curator Paul Espinoza. Paul shares his current restoration and research with the group and invites walkers to see rare or one-of-a-kind materials up close. Writer John Dos Passos, often cited as the greatest American author of his generation, wrote and read at a Peabody Library desk nearly every day. His desk remains in the library just as he left it. Dos Passos said the best parts of Baltimore were its community of open, creative individuals and the inspiring, vibrant neighborhood of Mount Vernon. We couldn't agree more.
Tickets and more information can be found at mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.